Hallelujah. Welcome everybody.
再次欢迎你哋每一个嚟到我哋
当中。欢迎大家。
Welcome everyone
to our Cantonese service.
欢迎你哋嚟到我哋广东话嘅聚会当中。
And are you blessed because we have no Mandarin interpreter today?
你系咪受到祝福咧？因为我哋冇人翻译国语。
Hallelujah.Most important thing is not so much the preaching. It's more important is God's presence here.
最重要的不是用什么言语，最重要的是神临在在我们当中。
Now today I want to talk to you about something entitled Second Chance.
今天我想跟你分享一个信息，是关于第二次给我们的机会。
Slides please. I said 第二次机会。 Now, is it second chance or is it starting again?
有分别的，是第二次的机会啊，还是你重新开始啊？
I want to talk about born again.
我想跟你讲重生。
Is born again a second chance or is it starting again?
重生是第二次的机会啊，还是重新开始呢？
Well, let's see what Nicodemus says.
我们现在看看尼哥底母说什么了。
And John chapter 3 verse 3 to 4, Nicodemus, a ruler of the synagogue, a very important Jewish ruler, came quietly to look for Jesus.
在那个圣经里说，尼哥底母是一个很重要的。
没声，没声。Okay.
好重要的呢，在圣经里讲，尼哥底母是一个很重要的人物，他来到耶稣面前跟耶稣有一个对话。
So verse 3 says, right, Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
咁耶稣回答他说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，他不能见神的国。尼哥底母就对他说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母胎上撑出来呢
？So Jesus is saying, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣同佢讲：除非你得到重生，你唔可以见到神嘅国啊。
Okay.Nicodemus' answer is very peculiar. If you read it very carefully, it doesn't make sense. He says, How can a man be born when he is old?
你看看尼哥底母的答案很奇怪的，有时好像很不逻辑性，他说人已经老了，怎么可以再重生啊？
Then he says, Can he enter a second time his mother's womb and be born?
跟住佢话，佢可唔可以再捐翻入佢阿妈个肚里边，再次生翻出嚟啊
？So what's so odd about this？
咁其实即系点解咧
？Even when you're a baby, you can't go and be born again. Like it's got nothing to do with age.
呢度就系讲得好清楚，唔关你几多岁。总之，就算你系一个 B B， 你唔可以捐翻入去你阿妈个肚里边。
He say, I'm old now. How can I be born？Go back into my mother's womb. But the truth is, even if you're 1 year old, you can't go back in the womb and be born.
尼哥底母就说，我都这么老了，我怎么可以捐回去我妈的肚子啊？但是事实是，就算你是刚刚生出来的 BB, 都不可以捐回去我妈的肚里面。
So obviously, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus about something that the Jewish people and the Jewish rulers have a pre-existing knowledge already.
所以可以很明显地说，耶稣跟尼哥底母说是一些东西，那些犹太人已经是知道的了。
In other words, the Pharisees have already a concept that if I, in other words, those of them who have revelation have become a Pharisee, they are born again.
好明显咁讲，嗰啲法利赛人呢已经系有啲 idea， 有啲明白呢个道理噶啦。
So therefore, they call themselves born again already because they have been renewed in their minds.
所以佢叫已经叫佢哋有重生啦，因为佢哋个思想已经得到重生。
In fact, the more accurate understanding is sometimes if you look at your translation, the word again in Greek is actually above.
你睇清楚啦，喺希列文讲咧 ，again 呢个 translation 咧系指对上啊。
It can be translated as again or above。
可以讲话系再次或者 至上上边。
So the Pharisee believe in the renewal of their knowledge of God. They've been born above.
所以嗰啲法利赛人咧就觉得喺佢哋思想灵性思想更新而变化之中，佢哋已经系再重生，系之上地重生。
In other words, they now receive the revelation of heaven.
可以咁讲系佢哋已经受接受一个显示，佢哋个显示系知道天堂系乜嘢。
And the concept is, I'm starting again.
嗰个概念系我重生地开始。
Amen.
明明白?
It's a bit like when you realize you've gone wrong, realize you misunderstand something, you start again.
好似我哋突然间领悟到我哋做错咗啲嘢，咁我哋想重新开始一样。
But Nicodemus said, "I'm old now. How can I start again?"
但系尼哥底母话：我太老啦，我点样可以重新开始啊？
So according to Nicodemus, born again means I'm starting again.
所以尼哥底母的想法是呢，重生是指从头开始。
You see, you can start again if you're young.
你可以从头开始，如果你是年幼的，你可以从头开始。
It's like now, I'm finishing my career, I can't start again.
但好像我现在这样，我已经完成了我的事业的旅程，我不可以重生开始。
But if you're young, you can just change subject and start again. Change job and start again.
如果你后生的，你转工很容易，从头开始很容易，但你老的时候就不同了。
If you're, now that you're old, don't try and get married again.
好像你老了，不要再找个人去结婚了。
Okay? Hallelujah. So therefore,In Nicodemus' mind, how can I start again when I'm so old now?
所以尼哥底母的思想是，我现在这么老了，你怎样可以叫我重新开始啊？
This is not what born again is trying to convey.
这个不是重生的意思。
Because Jesus is talking about something else.
耶稣是讲着其他一样东西。
When we believe in Jesus, when we are born again, it is not about starting again. It is about a transformation that's happened inside you.
当我们接受耶稣在我们生命当中，不代表我们是重新开始，是我们接受一个心思而变化的旅程。
Amen? And it is important.
是很重要的。
Because many Christians, sometimes we misunderstand that I have messed up my life. Because I've been doing X, Y, Z before I became a Christian. Now that I'm born again, it is my second chance.
很多基督徒有错误的观念，他就说，我未做基督徒之前做过很多错事，糊里糊涂，现在可能我是重新开始了，我成为基督徒。
With God's power, I can now do the same thing again, but with success.
他们有这个错误的观念，就是想唔紧要，而家耶稣基督喺我身上，我可以继续做我以前啲错事，但系我会有成功。
No，
唔可以。
What's happened is when you are born again, you're now living your life for someone else。
真理系，当你接受耶稣嗰阵时，个真理系你而家嘅生命系为咗主耶稣而活。
You are no longer the boss。
你唔系你自己生命嘅主宰。
Amen。Now a renewal has happened within you.
这个重生的经历已经在你生命
中。You're now decided.
你现在有一个决定。
I made such a mess of my life before.
我知道以前我做错了很多东西。
Or even if I'm successful.
可能我以前也都是很成功。
I'm now going to dedicate my life to God.
但是现在我要将我的生命完全献给耶稣。
I'm going to live for Him.
我将我的生命为主而活。
This is not your second chance to do the same bad things that you've done in the past.
这个不是第二次机会给你做你以前糊里糊涂的事。
Amen? With now, with God's help to do the same bad things.
不是现在给一个第二次的机会跟你和神一起做以前的衰事。
What's happened to your old self?
你以前的旧我在这里做什么?
It's died.
你个旧我系死紧啊，系被埋葬咗啦。
Christians they want to resurrect your old person。
好多基督徒想佢翻生佢以前嘅肉体。
Amen. That is not the gospel. God is not interested in your old self。
呢个唔系福音，神对你个旧我系完全唔想知道。
Because your old self is an enemy to God.
因为你个旧我系神嘅敌人。
It's buried now. It's gone.
你嘅旧我已经系埋葬咗啦，唔再喺度噶啦。
Now that you are born again, it doesn't mean I live my old life again.
基督徒嘅重生唔代表系你再做以前嘅生命。
I do exactly the same thing again with God's help.
唔系再代表你以前做同一个生命糊里糊涂，但系神会帮助我。
Born again is a transformation.
重生是一个思心自更新而变化的过
程。You become a new creation.
你成为一个新的特体。
You are now living for your creator.
你现在是为你的造物主而活。
You are living for Jesus.
你为了耶稣而活。
It is his will that you want to live.
是耶稣的旨意而活。
Amen.
Amen.
And if you get that right,
如果你做得对的话，
then all the abundance of life that God has give that's available, you will experience.
你会享受到耶稣给你的丰盛生命。
Amen. Christians do not experience the true joy of Christian life, right? It's because they're not living it.
很多基督徒没有在这个丰盛的生命里面，因为他们没有拣选神，没有去拣选神。
They want to resurrect their old life.
他们成日想翻生，成日想翻生他的旧我，已经死了的旧我。
The old is dead and buried.
你们要知道，个旧我已经死了，已经被埋葬。
Amen.
Amen.
So to us, born again is actually a renewal, that you become a new creation.
这个重生的意思是藉着心意更新而变化，去过一个为神而活的生命。
And so Jesus makes that clear in these passages.
耶稣在这些金句里讲得很清楚。
Now let me just tell you, in order to understand the next few verses, you need to understand Jesus is talking to a religious expert.
你要明白了，耶稣现在是同一个宗教很厉害、宗教很认识的宗教的人讲嘢。
So he's going to be using the way the Hebrew scholars will talk to each other.
他同一个希伯来人很识圣经的人讲嘢，他是会用一个很特别的方法。
Okay. So Jesus says in verse 5,Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答，我实实在在告诉你们，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
The scholars who do not think the Hebraic way will interpret this verse in a different way.
那些中学教师有些不识的呢，就会讲得唔啱。
And it is the common way a lot of people will look at this verse.
有时这个方式呢，是一个好多人都会咁样睇嘅方式。
So what does Jesus mean by unless you're born of water?
咁耶稣喺度讲，其实究竟点解呢？点解呢？佢话你系从水重生，点解呢？
So your commentary would say, some commentary would say that means water baptism.
有些解释就是说这个是水礼啊，水的浸礼啊。
Others would say that is actually the baby when they're born in water in a mother's womb.
有些解释就是说那个 BB 在那些羊胎水里面生出来那些水啊。
And so they compare the birthing of a baby through the mother's womb to the birth in a spirit.
所以他们就比较了，在个 BB 在个羊胎水比较和神在圣灵生里面一样。
I believe this is not the accurate way of interpreting this.
我就觉得这个是不对的解释。
Because let's go back to the previous slide.
去回以前那个 slide.
Notice Jesus say, truly, truly, I say unto you.
看到耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Okay. Let's call that phrase A.
讲这个是 A 第一个。
And then he says, unless one is born again, B.
他说除了一个人是重生，第二个 B.
And then he says, he cannot see the kingdom of God, C.
他就看不到神的国了， C.
Okay, remember that, yeah?
记住啊。
Okay, remember those words.
A, B, C, 记住。
Now let's go to the first five. Look, Jesus repeating the same thing.
跟着耶稣就再次跟我们讲。
A is the same, C is the same.
A, B, C 的意思就是
Again, he says, truly, truly, I say unto you, which is what he said previously.
佢话我实实在在的告诉你，同佢以前讲嘅一样。
And then he says, in the last, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, similar to the previous bit.
咁 C 嗰度咧又系好相似嘅，佢话就不能进神的国。
In the middle bit, unless one is born again, unless the first one is born again, this one is born of water and spirit.
嗱，但系中间嗰句咧，头先嗰度咧就话系重生，呢度咧就讲系。用水和圣灵生的。
In other words, Jesus has said the same thing twice.
咁好简单而论，就系耶稣讲同一样嘢讲咗两次。
Water and spirit is exactly the same as born again.
水同埋灵系同重生一模一样。
There is no other interpretation.
系唔可以有其他个翻译。
So what Jesus did was use a way of like Chinese people, right? Use the same thing in poetry. You say the same thing twice in a different way.
其实耶稣是用一个很特别的方法去解释这件事，在中文来说可以说是诗篇排句。
Amen?
明明 Amen?
Amen? In Chinese, we say, 羊上山 yeah? And then 牛耕田。
So in Chinese poetry, a lot of times we would repeat the same sentence with the same sentence structure, but with different adjectives.
Basically, it means the same thing.
其实意思都是一样。
So here, Jesus is basically saying, born again is born in water and spirit. Born in water and spirit is born again.
所以耶稣这里讲得很清楚，重生即是从水和圣灵生的，从水和圣灵生即是重生。
Amen?
Amen?
So what is water and spirit? It's born again.
所以现在你要清楚了，什么是水和灵的重生呢？
So what is born again? What is born again?
什么是重生啊？
It's water and spirit.
是水和灵的生。
So in order to understand what born again is, you have to understand what water and spirit mean.
所以你要明白什么叫重生呢，就要明白水和灵是什么意思了。
Now let's look at that verse 6 there.
Don't go, but leave it.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Here is also another parallel.
嗱，睇到有另外一个排句啦，就系话从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So Jesus basically is talking to Nicodemus in poetry.
所以耶稣同尼哥底母讲嘅时个方式咧，系用一个诗篇排句嘅方式，大家讲。
Just like Chinese opera, sometimes they talk to each other in poetic words.
即系好似咧，我哋睇嗰啲中国大戏嘅时咧，佢哋讲嘢咧系成日都 repeat 嘅，成日都翻。
Especially when they're describing how beautiful their wife is.
尤其是佢喺度讲佢太太几靓嗰阵时。
They say the same thing over and over again, but using different words.
佢净系讲同一样嘢，但系用唔同嘅形容词去形容佢太太几靓。
Amen. What is born of the spirit, is spirit. What's born of the flesh is flesh.
他说从肉身生的就是肉身，从圣灵生的就是灵。
Using a very similar way of communicating.
用一个很简单的解释去告诉我们。
Okay, so we need to know, what does born again, born in the word water and spirit mean?
所以我们要很明白，什么叫在水里面重生，什么意思呢？
The clue is, Nicodemus is educated in the Old Testament.
嗱，你要明白，尼哥底母咧系识好多圣经嘅人嚟嘅。
Amen. He doesn't have the New Testament at that time. Nicodemus is educated in the Old Testament of the Old Testament.
尼哥底母咧系旧约时嘅人嚟嘅，旧约嗰阵时嘅。
旧约嘅 education， 教育
系受旧约嘅教育嘅人。
Scripture to him is Old Testament.
佢嘅识嘅圣经咧就系全部旧约嘅
圣经。To us, Scripture means Old Testament, New Testament.
我哋谂起圣经系咩咧？圣经有旧约同新约。
Okay, so Jesus is basically saying, okay, Nicodemus.
Jesus 唔系耶稣咧，就同阿尼哥底母讲，尼哥底母
，Come on, water and spirit.
嚟啦，水同埋灵啊。
What does it remind you of?
会提到你咩嘢？你会谂起咩啊？
Isaiah 44 verse
咁尼哥底母就諗起啊，以賽亞書44章
，and whole host of other scriptures，
同埋有好多其他舊約嘅聖經。
So verse 3 says， I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams of the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the offsprings and my blessing upon your descendants。
就諗起，因為我要把水灌溉干旱嘅地方。使水涌流在干旱的地方，我要将我的灵灌晓你们的后裔，使我的福临到你们的子孙。
So in other words, the water, whenever water is linked with spirit, is always to do with something about pouring.
你要睇到，当水同埋灵一齐嘅时候，成日都系关于将我嘅灵浇灌俾你。
Because you can't pour wind.
因为你不可以倒风出来。
You can't pour fire.
你不可以灌晓火。
But what you can do, you can pour water.
但是你可以倒水。
So Isaiah is talking about pouring water to a thirsty land.
以赛亚书就是讲关于倒一些水在一个很干旱之地。
Here is Isaiah saying the same thing again twice.Where he pour water into the dry land, just like God will pour the Spirit onto the offspring.
呢度以赛亚又系重复咁讲啦。佢话我会将水涌流在干旱之地，好似我会将我个灵灌溉你嘅后代一样倒出去。
Amen.
Amen.
And then Nicodemus remembers Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25.
跟住尼哥底母咧，又记得另外一个圣经啦，就
是、以西结书。To understand，
尼哥底母要明白，佢就记得。
If he's really understanding scripture, he should remember what Ezekiel has written, a prophesy.
如果尼哥底母真系明白圣经嘅咧，佢就会应该即刻谂起以西结书36:26。
Verse 25, he says, "I will sprinkle clean water." Here's the water again on you.And you shall be clean from all the uncleanness and from all your idols that I will cleanse you.
我必曉清水，睇下又係講水喎，在你們身上，你們就要潔淨了。我要潔淨你們，使你們脫離一切的咒污在，棄奪一切嘅偶像。
And then verse 26, I will give you a new heart, and I willAnd a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
跟住就讲，我要赐给你们一颗新心，将新的灵放在你们里面，又要将你们肉体中的石拿走，拿走你们的石心，赐给你们一个肉心。
So in Isaiah, pouring out the spirit was to bless the offspring like water into a dry ground.As a blessing.
以赛亚书就讲啦，我将水涌流喺你度，就好似祝福你嘅后代一样。
Because the dry ground cannot grow.
因为一个干旱嘅地冇嘢可以生命到嘅，冇嘢生长到
的。Unless water comes upon it.
佢需要系水要落呢个干旱地。
God is just basically saying, your children cannot be fruitful unless my spirit is poured out on them.
神就系讲啦，你嘅后代系唔会繁盛嘅，只有系我通到我嘅灵喺佢哋身上。
Just like water is causing growth, so my spirit will cause you, your children, blessing.
好似嗰啲水会令到佢增长，就系我嘅灵喺你嘅后代中就会令到佢哋繁盛，令到佢哋增长。
Here in Ezekiel, he's saying water cleanses your heart.
呢度以西结书就话水会洁净你哋嘅心
，cleanse you from idol，
会洁净你哋同你哋嗰啲 worship 嗰啲偶像。
In the same way, when I pour out my spirit, your heart will become new again.
一样，当我将我个灵倾倒喺你哋生命中，你就会有一个新嘅肉心。
Amen.
Amen.
God was saying in Ezekiel, "When I pour out my spirit, I will give you a new heart."
喺以西结书，神再次咁讲：，当我将我个灵灌溉喺你哋生命中，你哋就会有一个新嘅心。
And verse 27, "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and I will be careful to and be careful."To obey my rules.
27节就讲，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律法，遵守在我的典章。
So basically, Ezekiel is talking about a coming new covenant.
以西结其实是讲紧一个好快嚟嘅
新约。In the future,
是一个将会嚟
嘅新约。The Messiah will pour out His Spirit.
尼赛亚会嚟到我哋当中倾倒佢嘅灵。
Just like water is poured to cleanse you from idol.
好似将啲水倒喺我哋，清洗我哋以前个偶像嘅灵。
Cleanse you from your sins.
清洗我哋所有嘅罪。
So when I pour out my spirit, like pouring out water,
当我倾倒我嘅灵喺你哋当中，好似倒水咁样。
Not only will it cleanse you, but it will give you a new heart.
唔单止会洁净你哋，仲会俾你一个新嘅肉心。
And that spirit now will dwell in you.
同埋我呢个灵会留喺你当中。
Jesus is talking about a new covenant.
呢度系讲紧一个新约。
So to be born again, water and spirit speaks about God coming to give us a new heart.
呢度就系讲到水同灵系神会将会俾我哋一个新嘅肉心。
Amen? So it is not a second chance, neither is it a starting again. It is being renewed. It is being a new creation. It is coming under a new covenant.
不是第二次机会，不是从头开始，是神的灵倾倒在我们当中，给我们一个心，等我们心事更新而变化，去活我们的生命。
Amen. So brothers and sisters, when we are born again, it is more than a second chance, more than a starting again.
当我们重生的时候，不是只是这么简单，是有第二次机会，不是只是说我们可以重生这么简单。
It is something that has transformed.
是一个心意坚生而变化的过程。
That God has God has made me righteous.
是神令到我是成在眼中成为公义。
And that's why the expression water and spirit.
所以他的解释是水和灵。
And so Nicodemus said, how can that be? He just couldn't understand. So Jesus later on says,You're a teacher. How can you not understand this?
尼哥底母就拗晒头，咁我唔明啊，点解啊，点解啊？咁耶稣就话：你系一个经学教师嚟嘅，你好识嘢嘅，点解你唔会明白啊
？Now I haven't got it in the slide, but you can look at this. What if you got your Bible, right? If you can look at this in the Bible.
嗱，我哋喺呢啲 slide 度就冇嘅，但如果你哋有圣经嘅，你哋可以自己睇。
You can look at this in the Bible, right? Verse
13.
Now, Nicodemus, understand born again being born from above.
嗱，尼哥底母就明白啦，重生嘅意思系喺上高重生。
So by studying, by being the Pharisaic religion, they become born again from the earth to heaven.
他的 understanding, 他的概念是呢就是在天堂里面的重生。
Amen. Many religions want somebody on earth to become someone divine.
很多很多的宗教都是想一些普通在这个世界上的人就会去到天堂上。
So Jesus understood what he was thinking.
所以耶稣明白他想什么。
So Nicodemus said, how can this be?
尼哥底母说怎可能啊
?So Jesus said, listen to me.
耶稣就说你听我讲
Unlike you, you go from earth to heaven. I come from heaven to earth.
是这样的你就好想由这个境界去到天堂的境界但我是在天堂落到来这里当中。
And that's the difference between me and you.
这个就是我和你的不同。
You are from the earth and I'm from above.
你是在地球人我是天堂来的。
Amen? So verse 13 says, right? 我们没有 verse 13, 没有 flick away. Go back, go back.Just go back to. More jump, just verse, just Ezekiel, verse 26, leave it that, verse 27, leave it that. And so, verse 13 says, No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
十三节的解释呢是没有人是升到上天堂的只是那个人在天堂可以下来那个就是耶稣 Son of Man
You lot try to be born again by earth to heaven but I'm telling you I am actually from heaven
他就跟你说你们班人想有重生就是重生的你们的意思是在这个境界去到天堂的境界但我告诉你我是耶稣我在上高天堂落到来你的地当中
So Jesus is basically saying to Nicodemus, I'm telling you something from authority.
耶稣其实是跟尼哥底母说，我现在是用我的权柄跟你讲一些信息。
Because I'm from above.
因为我是上天而来的。
I'm telling you, Nicodemus.
我告诉你听的尼哥底母。
You can be born again.
你可以得到重生。
Not from your learning.
不是从你的概念。
But through the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
但是当我的灵，当圣灵倾流在你当中。
Like water,
好似水一样咁倾流喺你当中
，to transform your heart,
就会心意更新而变化，会改造咗你个心。
Amen.
Amen.
That's born again.
呢个就系重生。
Born again is when you gave your life to Christ.
重生系将你嘅生命交俾神嗰阵时
，you receive the Holy Spirit into your heart.
你就领受到这个圣灵在你的生命当中。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit into your heart, you receive a new heart from God.
当你接受圣灵在你的心当中，你就会得到一个肉心。
And it is made possible because of a new covenant.
这些一切都可能因为新约。
And because of that,
因为这样东西，
our old self had died.
我们的旧我就已经死了。
I am now a new creation.
我现在在耶稣基督是新造的人。
Born again.
是得到重生的。
Who's received the outpouring of the Spirit?
我是接受到这个圣灵的灌溉在我身上。
Filled with new life.
我是充满了新的生命。
And now I'm going to live my life for Jesus.
我现在会将我的生命为主耶稣而活。
Amen?
Amen?
Not like Christians who say, thank you very much, let me go back to my old life.
不是好像有些基督徒那样，多谢你啊，跟着就去继续犯罪。
Jesus said, if you do that, then you're not worthy to be my disciples.
耶稣跟你说，如果你们是这样想的，你们不值得做我的门徒。
That's why many people, when they become a Christian, thank you very much, I now got my passport. I go back and live my old life.Sinful life.
所以好多基督徒就话：多谢你啊，耶稣，我而家有上天堂嘅 passport 啦，我而家继续去犯罪。
So we Pentecostal we have a phrase for those kind of Christians.
我哋五旬节嘅教会咧就有一个 phrase.
We call them carnal Christians.
叫佢哋 carnal Christians， 属肉体嘅基督徒。
Which is very idiotic because how can you be carnal and be a Christian?
但是呢就好怪的，你怎可以属肉体又成为基督徒呢？
And that's why it's important when we are born again, we're going to start walking in according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以好重要的，当我们重生的时候，我们要听圣灵话，我们走每一步都要听圣灵的指引。
And that is born again.
这个就是真正的重生。
It's more than a second chance.
是多过第二次机会。
It's more than just starting again.
是多过重新开始。
Both of these are not quite enough to describe what born again means.
这两个概念都是不够，都是重生是多过这两样东西很多的。
Born again is a spiritual transformation.
重生是一个属灵的东西，是在灵中心意更新而变化。
I literally become a new creature.
经过这个经过，你是会成为一个重生的人。
With a new nature.
一个新的属性。
Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why we need to say to our old man, stay in the grave.
所以我们要跟我们的舊母说，留在你的坟墓当中。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then in verse 7 and 8, we go back to John chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
现在回到约翰福音第三章七至八节。
And we continue, and we finish here.
我们就继续。
Now, listen. It says, do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again.
他说，我说你们必须要重生，但不要惊讶。
So after all that Jesus said, Nicodemus being highly educated, scratching his head,
嗱，你谂下啦，耶稣讲晒呢啲嘢，尼哥底母咧系经学教师，识好多嘢，但系佢唔明白，喺度拗晒头咁。
Just like a professor read all the books, born again.
即系好似一个博士咁，读晒所有书，但系唔明白，吓重生。
I don't understand this anymore.
我唔明白咩嚟噶
？Just like all of us, we don't understand what this is now.
好似我哋咁，我哋唔明白喎，点解啊
？How can I be born again？
我哋点样可以再重生啊
？What must I do？ What's going on here？
我需要做啲乜嘢？我要做咩先可以得到重生啊
？And then Jesus said something very, very peculiar, and it's completely got nothing to do with what he said。
跟住耶稣咧就讲啲好奇怪嘅嘢，好似九唔搭八咁。
Now, whenever Jesus does that, pay attention。
当耶稣做啲九唔搭八嘅嘢时，你就要更加留心。
Get your Greek dictionary, get your different translation, all out, lay out the table and begin to study.
要留心，专心去读，其实点解
？Then he says this: the wind blows where it wishes, and here it sounds, but you do not know where it comes from and where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born.Of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不知这是从哪里来，从哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。
So verse 7 has nothing to do with verse 8 really.
你睇下第七节同第八节，好似完全冇关系咁。
Verse 8 can't be an answer to verse 7, is it?
第八节咧系冇可能系第七节嘅答案。
But believe it or not, it is.
但系你信唔信啦？其实系。
So Nicodemus said, "How could this be? I read all the books."
尼哥底母就话啦：有咩可能啊？我所有书都读过晒啦。
And then Jesus says, "The wind blows where it wishes." You know, he's talking poetically.
跟住你睇到啦，耶稣咧就用呢个诗篇排句嘅方式，又同尼哥底母讲咯。嗱，风随意地吹，你听到风嘅声音。
Notice Jesus did not directly speak to Nicodemus with plain language. Every word that came out is so poetic.
你睇唔睇到耶稣冇好直接咁同尼哥底母讲，好似有啲暗示嘅方式，用一啲好诗篇排句嘅方式同尼哥底母讲。
Instead of giving him a straight answer, the wind blows where it wishes. And it hears its sound. But do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. You understand?
跟住尼哥底母咧就冇一个好直接嘅办法去讲，但系佢就用一个诗篇排句好浪漫嘅方式同佢讲话：风随意地吹，你听见风的声音吗？却必知道风从哪里来，去哪里吹。凡从圣灵生的也都如此。
You see, the Bible might be an open book, but it takes somebody who loves God to open it.
你可以看到一个圣经是一本很容易打开的书，但是你要真正明白是不容易的。
The secrets and the truth of God is always kept for those who love Him.
那些神的奥秘呢，经常都是留给那些爱神的人。
A professor in a theological college can read 1,000 books, the Bible will always be locked to him if he doesn't love God.
一啲经学教师可以睇圣经好多次，但系佢唔会睇到圣经嘅奥秘，因为神将呢啲奥秘系留翻啲俾爱佢嘅人。
Guess what? Jesus is basically saying it takes the Holy Spirit to help you to understand.
其实耶稣嘅意思系咧，你需要圣灵嘅帮助去明白圣经嘅奥秘。
So verse 8 basically Jesus is saying, Nicodemus, you won't understand it because you need the Spirit.You need to be born again. You need the Spirit to be poured out on you to understand this.
其实第八节耶稣就同尼哥底母讲，你唔会明噶，除非你有圣灵喺你当中。当佢嘅灵灌晓喺你当中，佢就可以令到你明白，你需要重生。
Believe it or not, that's what the wind blows where it wishes, and here's the sound mean.
你相不相信呢？他这里说风在这里吹来吹去，听不明，其实就是这样的
意思。That verse means that I'm interpreting it for you now. Jesus means once you're born again, you will understand it because the Holy Spirit will explain to you.
其实这句第八节的意思，耶稣是跟他说，当你有重生的时候，圣灵就会解释给你听，圣灵就会令到你明白。
So did Nicodemus understand it? Read further. No.
尼哥底母明唔明点解咧？唔明。
What was his problem?
佢有咩问题呢？
He was not born again.
因为佢冇得到重生。
Hallelujah. So who is born again today here?
所以我哋有边个系得到重生？
So according to the Bible, you've been given the privilege to understand what God is trying to say.
在圣经上这样说，你们有重生的人，你们就会有这个智慧去明白圣经的真理。
Because the Spirit has been poured out into your heart.
因为圣灵已经灌溉在你的生命当中，在你的心当中。
Because you can retranslate this verse in verse 8.
你可以用第八节这样去解释。
Because the word wind is the same word as spirit.
因为 wind 这个风的意思和圣灵的意思是一样的。
So you can translate the word,The wind to say the spirit.
嗱，呢度话 the 风吹，你可以解释圣灵吹。
You can translate the word blow to breathe.
你可以讲 blow 吹系呼吸嘅意思。
So now we translate it as this: the spirit breathe where he wishes.
你可以第八节讲话圣灵就吹呼吸，佢想喺边度呼吸就呼吸。
You understand?
你明唔明？
Now let's retranslate the next verse, the next bit. And here, and hears his voice.
你第二，跟住你就可以解释，你会听到佢嘅声音。
The word sound is the same word as voice.
个声音系一样，个解释系好似我哋讲嘢个声音。
So now you can say the spirit breathes.When he wishes, according to the Spirit, and you will hear his voice.
呢度可以讲，当圣灵想同你说话嗰阵时，佢就会说话，你会听到佢嘅声音。
And you know where he comes from and where he goes.
但系你唔会知道佢喺边度嚟，亦都会去边度去。
So is with everyone who is born again.Of the Spirit.
他说凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Do you understand now?
你们明白吗?
Basically, Jesus is saying the Spirit, when he will breathe on you, yeah? And when you are born again, you'll be able to hear his voice.
其实这个经文讲话圣灵他会在你的生命中吹一口气，当你是接受了重生的时候，你就会听到他的声音。
So all of you who say Pastor, how do I hear God's voice?
很多人来问我，牧师啊，我怎样听到神的声音啊？
According to this verse,
在这个圣经这样解，
You need to be born again.
你要有重生。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You need to be born again.
你一定要有重生。
And when you're born again,
当你有重生
的时候， He says, you will hear his voice.
当你有重生的时候，这个圣经教导我，我们就会听到他的声音。
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't translate this verse this way, it doesn't make sense. What's the wind got to do with any of this?
你要看看，这个是唯一可以有用的翻译，因为如果不是，那些风关其他的东西什么？
But when you read it in Greek, it makes perfect sense. It's basically saying the spirit, right?Will breathe where he wishes.
但系当你如果识希列文，用希列文睇嘅咧，佢呢度就会话圣灵就会随意咁吹，吹就系有听到你嘅声音。
So you thought someone evangelized on you?
你可以谂下啊，有啲人向你传福音。
Amen. No, it is the Holy Spirit. On that day, he goes.
其实不是那么简单，其实是圣灵在那天他对你吹一口气。
One day you were so like me, I was so anti-Christian, and then when I went to church, he went.
可能你会有我的经验，那时我很不喜欢基督徒，但是我有一天去到教会的时候，圣灵就对我吹一口气。
When he breathed on me.
当圣灵吹一口气在我身上。
When he breathed on me.
当圣灵吹一口气在我身
上的时候，
我就有重生了。
Hallelujah, born again is when the spirit on you.
重生的时候是圣灵在你生命中吹一口气。
Yes, Lord, breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me.
吹一口气，吹多点在我身上。
And when he go on me,
叫神吹一口气在我们身上。
It says, I hear his voice.
跟住佢就话：我听到你嘅声音。
Be born again.
得到重生啦。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督系王。
And when he went on me.
当耶稣基督吹佢一口气喺我身上当中。我唔明白点解。
I just want to give my heart to him.
我净系将我嘅心全人交俾佢。
And no one can tell him what to do.
No one can 话俾耶稣你要做乜嘢，你唔可以做。
No one can predict what the Holy Spirit does.
冇人可以预料圣灵做啲乜嘢。
But those of us who are born again,
但我哋有重生嘅基督徒
will receive that life.
我哋会接受佢嘅生命。
We'll hear his voice.
我会听到佢嘅声音。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember what I said last week?
记得我上个礼拜同大家分享咩？
What is that voice?
嗰个声音系乜嘢啊？
The Holy Spirit is the voice. Is the voice of God.
圣灵就系神嘅声音。
It is a voice without sound.
系一个声音，但系未必系一个声音。
You know that He's breathing on you.
当你接受到佢嘅声音，你知道佢就系对你吹入嚟。
You know that he's talking to you.
你个心知道系啊，呢个系圣灵。
There's no sound.
未必一定系好似听到嘅
声
音。
And Elijah is called the still small voice.
阿以利亚就话呢个系一个微小嘅声音。
Let's go back to that verse in First Kings chapter 19.
而家我哋就翻《耶王记上》。
Go back to that last verse, please.
十九章。
And you remember last week?
你记不记得
and after the wind, what a coincidence, huh? After the wind, an earthquake. Okay, and in verse 11b to 12, right, in verse King, yeah, chapter 19. And the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, the sound, the voice,of a low whisper.
风后有地震，耶和华不在其中。地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。火以后有微小的声音。
Now, can you now make the connection? Whenever there's a wind,
你而家睇唔睇到啊？有一个关系嘅，当每一次有风嗰阵时
，there is a spirit，
就会有一个灵。
Whenever there's a wind，
当有风嘅时候
，there is a sound。
就会有一个微小声音。
Whenever there is a sound,
当每次有微小声音的时候
voice,
就会有一个听到的声音。
So we can only hear God,
所以我们可以听到神
when we are born again.
当我们有重生。
Amen? And when we are born again,
当我们有重生的时候
a wind will come.
那个风就会来。
When his voice will come like a wind,
那个声音就好像从风一起来这样。
And we will hear sound.
我哋就会接受到神嘅信息。
But it's not actually a sound.
系一个信息，未必系一个声音。
It is a silence.
可能系一个好平静嘅环境。
But only your heart can hear it.
但系你个心会感应到。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, I encourage you.
所以兄弟姊妹，我鼓励你。
Many times God is speaking to our hearts.
好多次，好多时，神系同我哋个心说话。
Not here.
佢唔系同我哋个头脑说话，系同我哋个心说话。
Not here.
唔系同我哋个头脑说话，系同我哋个心说话。
Although he can,
神系可以。
But very, very rarely.
但系通常神系会同我哋个心说话，唔系同
我哋
头脑说话。
Most of the time is here.
大部分时间，当神同我哋说话，系同我哋个心说话。
It is a voice without a sound.
系一个信息，呢个信息未必系一个听到嘅声音。
But when it comes.
但当这个信息来的时候
it brings encouragement.
就会带给我们鼓励
it brings you strength.
带给我们力量
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? According to Jesus, it's only for those who are born again.
但是你看清楚这个的好处只是留给那些有重生的基督徒
When God has renewed my heart,
当神令到我心意经生而变化，俾我一个新嘅心的时候。
When the Holy Spirit has come and dwell in me，
当圣灵留喺我嘅心里边嘅时候。
When I become a new creation，
我就成为一个新造嘅人。
Under a new covenant，
喺新约里边。
Somehow, somewhere, I can hear Him。
就系因为咁样，我就可以接受到神嘅信息。
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to study the Word。
所以我哋需要读圣经。
to allow the word to speak to us.
去容许神嘅话语喺我哋生命中作工。
We need to pray.
我哋需要祈祷。
We need to worship.
我哋需要敬拜神。
We need to meditate on him.
我哋需要心意更新，成日谂住神嘅话语。
We need to walk with him.
我哋要每日同神一齐行。
So that we can recognize this voice.
等我哋可以认识到神俾我哋嘅信息嘅声音。
A silent voice.
有时系一个好平静嘅信息。
Speaking to you.
同我哋说话。
Amen. Comforting you.
喺度安慰我哋。
Isn't God good?
神系咪好好啊
？And Jesus is basically saying.
耶稣基督就同我哋讲。
The wind, the spirit will go wherever it chooses to go.
佢话嗰个风嗰个圣灵会随意地去佢想去嘅地方。
It will breathe on you.
会呼吸，会吹一啖气喺我哋生命当中。
You will hear His voice.
你会听到佢嘅声音。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, "My sheep." Will hear my voice.
耶稣基督话：我嘅羊会听到我嘅声音。
Many times, the reason why Christians can't hear is because you're still a lamb.
好多时耶稣听唔系耶稣话，好多时我哋基督听唔到咧，系因为我哋系一只好细嘅小羊。
You need to get to know him.
你要认识耶稣。
Become a sheep.
你要成为一只长大咗嘅羊。
And then you will hear him.
跟住你就会听到佢。
That's why Jesus said.Didn't say my lamb hears my voice. He said my sheep hears my voice.
所以耶稣话嗰啲羊仔唔系啲羊仔听到我声音，系一只长大咗嘅羊先听到我声音。
Just like our children, when they're young, they don't hear your voice.
好似我啲细路仔咁，你同嗰啲细路仔讲你嘅道理，佢
What do they hear? They hear a noise.
佢哋听到你讲咩咧？听到噪音。
But as they grow up, they hear a voice.
但当你啲细路仔长大嘅时候，佢就听到你嘅信息。
You and I, when we become born again,
所以当你同我有重生嘅时候
，as we grow older and become a sheep,
当我哋系喺神里边更加成熟，成为咗一只长大咗嘅羊嘅时候
，we will start recognizing who Jesus is.
我哋就会认识到睇到耶稣基督系边个。
We will start to recognize His voice.
是认识到耶稣基督给我们的信息，给我们的声音。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why many of us say, I know that I know that I know, but I can't explain.
所以很多人我们说，我们识，我知道，我识，我知道，我识，但我不懂得怎么解释。
I don't know why I know, I know that I know that I'm born again, I know that I know that I'm going, that God loves me, but I don't know how to explain.
好多人话我知我好相信我完全咁明白神爱我，但我亦都唔可以解释到俾你听。
Amen. Other Christians say, I know what you mean.
咁其他基督徒就话我好明白你讲咩。
But non-Christian will go, What are you talking about?
咁有啲基督徒就话我唔知你讲咩。
Yeah. When Betty says that, Yes, Betty, I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
当 Betty 同我讲话，我知道你讲咩，我知道你唔知自己讲咩嘅，我都知你讲咩。
I also know that I know, but I don't know how to explain.
我亦都知我知道嘅咩，但我唔可以解释到俾你听。
Amen. How many of you recognize that? I know that I know. Yet when the non-believer say, "What are you talking about?"
好多时我哋基督徒话我知道我知道，但系嗰啲非基督徒话你讲紧乜嘢啊
？So in theological terms, it means you heard God's voice.
解释是你听到神给你的信息。
You both heard it.
你们两个都接收到。
I know that I know because I heard it in my heart, but I can't explain it.
我知道我接受到的神色，因为我的心接受到。我不懂得怎么解释给你听，但我知道我的心接受到。
Because he loves me.
因为神爱我。
I have no words to explain because I too have heard a silent voice that told me he loves me.
我亦都接受一个好平静嘅信息，呢、这个信息系话俾我听，神爱我。
But a non-believer cannot say that.
但系一个唔属于神嘅人，唔可以讲呢样嘢。
Not born again.
因为佢哋冇重生。
And if they're not born again, they can't hear.
如果佢哋冇重生嘅，佢哋系接受唔到神嘅信息。
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Hallelujah. 祈祷。
Father, we thank you that today we are born again.
天父，我哋多谢，因为我哋今日可以有重生。
And no matter what difficulties we're going through,
无论我哋经过紧生活有几多嘅困难
，Your Spirit is constantly talking to our hearts.
你嘅圣灵系成日都同我哋嘅心说话
，strengthening us，
令到我哋嘅心更加强壮
，speaking to us，
同我哋沟通
，speaking words of wisdom，
同我哋讲一啲有智慧嘅
words of comfort，
一个就。 智慧，有一个好令到我哋舒服嘅说
话。Words that will strengthen us，
一啲说话可以令到我哋更加强壮。
Lord， we know that we know that we know。
主啊，我哋知道，我哋知道，我哋知道。
That you love us，
你爱我哋。
That all will be well in my life，
所有我生命嘅嘢都会成为安好。
No matter how I struggle right now。
无论我自己有几挣扎，而家几挣扎。
But something inside my heart tells me，
但系有一个有啲嘢喺我心里边话俾我听。
That I should trust you，
我需要相信神。
Because you are trustworthy，
因为你系信实嘅。
So I'm speaking to those people online and people here。
而家我系同我哋喺网上嘅人一齐讲。
No matter what you are going through right now。
无论你而家生命经过紧几困难嘅嘢
，How many difficulties you're facing？
无论有几多个困难喺度阻住你
，Something on the inside is telling you，
你生命里、你身体里边有一啲嘢同你讲
，All will be well，
所有嘢都会安好。
The Lord is telling you to trust Him。
天父系话俾你听，你需要相信佢
，Trust Him，
相信佢
，Trust Him，
相信佢
，He loves you。
佢爱你，
He knows.
佢知道啊。
You have the peace that is in your heart.
你个心里边会有一个平安。
The Holy Spirit is dwelling in you.
因为圣灵喺你个心里边住喺里度。
You've been born again.
你已经系重生咗啦。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the life that God is giving you.
所以神俾你嘅新嘅生命。
Is not full of despair or discouragement.
唔系有好多唔好嘅嘢，唔系有好多嘢你接受唔到嘅。
It's full of hope，
系充满一个信心嘅生命，充满一个盼望嘅生命。
Allow the Holy Spirit，
容许圣灵
to speak to your heart，
同你个心说话。
Amen， to encourage you，
Amen， 去鼓励你。
That you are not an orphan，
你知道你唔系一个孤儿。
So Father， I thank you that your promise is good to us。
天父，我多谢你，因为你应许咗我哋生命会安好。
And that my brothers and sisters and myself，
我嘅兄弟姊妹同我
，will believe in the Holy Spirit。
我哋全部人都相信圣灵。
Will believe that He will breathe on us。
我相信圣灵会吹一口气喺我哋身上。
To breathe, to give us words of comfort。
去俾我哋一啲鼓励、安慰我哋嘅说话。
To strengthen us。
去令到我哋更加强壮。
In Jesus' name。
奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Let's all stand。
起立。
我哋感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
唱他的美，人。
受你的恩，
我要歌颂，
我要歌颂我的主
基督，
基督
要
高唱他的美，因
此荣耀与颂赞，
荣耀与颂赞，荣耀主的我。
I sing praises to your name.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name.Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
I sing praises.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name.Sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
All you God on God is sing,
all you God on God is
sing, 基督
基督高唱他的名，因此
是你的大爱，
是你的大爱，
我满心主的恩，我要歌颂，
我要歌颂我的
基督高唱他的名，
高唱他的名，
因主。
因主
荣耀与颂赞，
荣耀与颂赞，永属主的爱。
哈利路亚。Father, we just pray for those of us who are in need.
天父，我为咗呢度每一个人祈祷。
That somehow, Lord, you will find a way through to us.
他们会有办法来到我们当中
and heal our sick bodies,
去医治我们受伤的身体
heal our hearts,
医治我们受伤的心灵
and in our minds,
同埋我们思想
and I just pray right now, Lord, for the cloth and the aprons that are out here on the table in front,
我现在为了我们在这个台上面的小布布祈祷
Father, that you touch them,
你会接受你要触摸呢啲布布
，Touch them, Lord, in Jesus' name。
触摸呢啲手巾，用主耶稣嘅名。
And Lord, heal the sick。
医治有疾病嘅。
Deliver those who are oppressed。
释放将被掳嘅得释放。
And cast out the demons。
驱走嗰啲邪灵。
And according to your word。
用你嘅话语去做。
Father, bless every family。
我祈祷你祝福呢度每一个家庭。
That are here in today。
喺呢度嘅每一个家庭。
And also bless the families that are on holiday.
我亦都为咗有啲家庭离开咗去看 holiday 嘅祈祷。
Protect them all.
保护佢哋每一个。
Bless them all.
祝福佢哋每一个。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
感谢主。